This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
After more than a decade of planning and construction, PATCO's long-shuttered Franklin Square train station will reopen today at noon. It's expected to breathe new life into Chinatown and the historic district, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
This is a huge deal.
Amy Needle is the president and CEO of Historic Philadelphia, which manages Franklin Square. She says when renovations to the square were announced in 2006, the PATCO station at 7th and Race, closed since 1979, came up.
One of the first responses that we got was, great, when is the station opening?
Hao Yi Xiang, the commercial corridor manager for the Philadelphia Chinatown Development Corporation, says PCDC is cautiously optimistic the reopened train stop will draw more people to restaurants and businesses nearby.
A lot of China business owners do hope it will bring more food traffic to Chinatown.
PATCO estimates 1,400 people a day will use the Franklin Square station. Xiang and Needle say their organizations plan to market their attractions to South Jersey residents with the new lure of a convenient transit stop. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.